Elsewhere, in Gaza, four aid trucks have overturned onto crowds of Palestinians, killing at least 20 people, according to local sources. They were part of a convoy carrying goods for local merchants, allowed in by Israel for the first time in months as the hunger crisis continues. One report said a rocket-propelled grenade was fired before drivers lost control. And Italy has approved a project to build the world's longest suspension bridge, linking Sicily to the mainland. It's set to cost $15 billion. Sofia Bettizza has more from Rome.
Under pressure from Donald Trump to increase defence spending, Italy classifies it as defence investment because Sicily hosts a NATO base. But critics say it's the greatest waste of public money ever seen in Italy.
Those are just a few of the stories we're following this hour. I'm Ian Rosser at the BBC in London.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation, collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. From Jarl and Pamela Moe, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts. And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. At wtgrantfdn.org.
It's Morning Edition on KCLU. Good morning. I'm Russ Maloney. We hear a lot about efforts by government agencies in the Tri-Counties to try to tackle homelessness, but a nonprofit group is housing hundreds of people in Ventura County with its own program. KCLU's Lance Orozco gives us a look at this unique initiative.
It's been a rough few years for Thomas Ray. The 33-year-old man went through an unexpected breakup with his husband, a battle with substance abuse, and homelessness. But a little-known program in Ventura County has helped him get his life back on track.
I was homeless for 3 months. United Way was super awesome. They put me in a hotel for the 3 months that I was homeless. I spent one night with my own money, the last of my money, to get a hotel room, and then the next day United Way came in and saved the day.
Ray was helped by the United Way of Ventura County's homelessness initiative. The program helped him get an apartment in Ventura. It's a cozy place, one he shares with his emotional support dog, Ghost, a Siberian husky.
Honestly, without United Way, I definitely wouldn't have found a place. My credit score, despite me having had worked on it at the time, was only like a 649. 1 point shy of what everybody wanted, a 650. Some places wanted 750. I had been looking for a place for 3 months with the housing voucher, and I kept getting turned down everywhere I applied.
Ray says even with the United Way's help, it wasn't easy, but its connections made the difference.
United Way partnered with me, and Carrie helped me every step of the way. She helped me with finding places, and she was just fantastic. Carrie is one of my heroes. She really is. Carrie and then Shelby with Whole Person Care, and then Noe with Acropolis Management. Without the three of them having helped me as much as they had, I probably would still be homeless.
The Carrie that Ray is talking about is Carrie Bristow, the director of the United Way of Ventura County's Homelessness Initiative. The program helped more than 240 households and some 579 people last year.
It's all about housing for us and keeping people housed, so we don't just help someone get housed, we keep them housed.
Bristow talks about working to get Ray into permanent housing, as well as the other support he needed to get his life headed in the right direction.
When I met him, his credit score was really low, and he said he only got it up to 649, but I said, to get you housed, I really need that credit score up, and I think it was 12 points in 1 month that he was able to increase it, which is what got him housed. After he got housed, he gained sobriety, he's got education, he's got a pretty good life.
The United Way of Ventura County's initiative is now 6 years old. It recently started a second program focused on helping people who have housing stay in their housing.
We've also started homeless prevention so that people who are on the brink of becoming homeless don't have to become homeless, and then we offer the support to keep them stably housed as well. Could be a death of a spouse, a divorce, partner just decides to move out and now they can't afford their home anymore, and so they need help staying in their home and then possibly moving into a cheaper place that they can't afford on their own.
The programs are funded through grants and donations. Don Pedersen is the United Way's Director of Development and Marketing.
We do rely on a lot of grants. But where grants don't come in, we need to raise the money. And so we are working on our marketing campaign to really reach out to the community and let the community know that their dollars fill in the gaps.
For Thomas Wright, the United Way program has been a life changer. He's been in his apartment for 3 years and is sober. And he says he has some real direction in his life with big plans for the future.
I am now a full-time college student. I just graduated with 4 associates from Ventura College, and I'm transferring to California State University, Channel Islands. I got 3 general studies degrees, and I just finished my business management degree. My major at CSUCI is going to be environmental sciences, and I want to one day become a marine ecologist, study the marine environments and how the species within them interact with each other.
The United Way's Carrie Bristow says it's amazing to be a part of a community-supported program which is helping people get a new start in life.
I always say this is a heart-filled job. I don't think I would be me without being able to help people get housed and stay housed. Thomas is one of the many that we have helped. People need to realize it's helping someone get back on their feet and creating more opportunities for everyone in our community to thrive.
In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.
850, California Report, just about 60 seconds away here.